Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mason Rudolph is your Steelers starting quarterback in waiting. Like it or not. Welcome to the Steelers Update Podcast from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. Mason Rudolph and the Steelers have made clear what we have long suspected. He is your Steelers starting quarterback, and it's just a matter of time. The Steelers re-signed Rudolph this offseason, and he stands as the only team quarterback under contract for 2022. But it might not be nearly that long before Rudolph is taking snaps under center. That's because current Steelers starter and future Hall of Famer Ben Roethlisberger is age 39 and entering his 18th season with the team. No one knows how long he will last. After all, Big Ben broke down coming down the stretch last season, turning an 11-0 Steelers start into one and done in the playoffs. A lot of this was due to Ben's physical limitations, preventing him from employing play action and limiting his downfield effectiveness with the football. Pittsburgh's offense was reduced to a short pass, pop gun attack that backfired right in their faces. This after opposing defenses first diagnosed it, then stuffed it. This year, the NFL tacked on a 17th game, lengthening what is already the ultimate sport of attrition. All this means Rudolph's wait to be anointed the once and future Steelers starter could be far shorter than any of us fans think. Of course, some wary Steelers fans saw all of this coming. That's why there was a significant contingent of Steelers Nation clamoring for their favorite football team to draft fleet-footed, strong-armed quarterback Justin Fields out of Ohio State. The Bears grabbed him instead. Now all of Chicagoland is busy making Super Bowl preparations. In fact, the hype on Fields has really jumped the shark. Hey, I like the guy, and I wanted the Steelers to trade up and draft him as Roethlisberger's real heir apparent. But right now, Fields is being feted and anointed as if he's the surefire second coming of Super Bowl gods such as Joe Montana or Tom Brady. Sorry, Chicagoland. I know you're busy sizing up Super Bowl rings, but there is no such thing as a sure thing when it comes to rookie QBs in the NFL. Hey, but at least the Windy City is having plenty of fun blowing their preseason smoke about their surefire success under fledgling Fields. Here in Pittsburgh, nobody is really happy about the future at the most important position in all of sports, an NFL quarterback. Notice how there's been precious little talk about the other quarterbacks on the Steelers roster, including the intriguing Ohio State alum Dwayne Haskins. He's been seen but not heard from very much, meaning he has a long way to go and remains the no-lose Steelers gamble he was back when Pittsburgh plucked him off of the Washington football team scrap heap. And Josh Jobs? Hey, right now he's a camp arm who likely won't be around come September. That's why right now in Steelers country, after Roethlisberger, it is Rudolph all the way. So, predictably, the Steelers trotted out Mason Rudolph this week after some OTA practices, as if to begin grooming him to take over the role as the face and mouth of the franchise. The QB in waiting staked out his Steelers' future right at the top of his media availability. Mason sees himself as a starting quarterback, and he doesn't envision doing that anywhere but the promised land of Pittsburgh. This is not surprising. What do you expect them to say? But what was a bit shocking was the Pittsburgh media's reaction to the team's publicity push behind their quarterback in waiting. Largely, the Steelers scribes bought it. The stories and tweets coming out of Mason's media availability showed the press ready to roll over and revise Rudolph's Steelers story thus far. Some of those team-friendly scribes are now writing a redemptive second chapter for Mason Rudolph as our so-called hero prepares to rise to become the starter in Pittsburgh. In fact, I'm taken aback at how quickly some of the Steelers media has changed its tune. There are a few holdouts who thankfully refuse to see Rudolph, the third-round quarterback who was benched for undrafted Duck Hodges when the Steelers really needed him to shine. They do not see him as any type of serviceable starter for the proud Pittsburgh franchise. Still, far too many are ready to entertain such thoughts, making for an even more interesting post-Roethlisberger Steelers transition, which could come sooner than we think. I've rounded up all the revisionist reaction to Mason Rudolph in this Reality Dose edition of your Steelers Update podcast. Hey, and be sure to check out my Penn Live column first thing Thursday morning. It will be packed, as usual, with plenty of memes bringing this week's Steelers saga to life. Now, listen up, Steelers fans, because we're going to get right to it. First up, when it comes to Rudolph, you knew the Steelers were serious when they put their money where their mouth is. The Rooney family does not do this lightly. So by way of Trib Live, let's review Rudolph's contract situation and how it signaled the team's readiness for Rudolph to be their starter in waiting. Quote, Rudolph's extension covers 2022 and is worth $5 million and including a signing bonus of nearly $2.1 million. The deal coincided with the first round of the NFL draft and sent a signal that the franchise would not be looking for a quarterback of the future in that prospect class. Previously, his four-year rookie contract was set to expire next March. Unquote. Hey, right there, guys, is when the Steelers said bye-bye to Justin Fields and hello to Najee Harris, who's being brought in to carry the load in hopes of giving Big Ben Roethlisberger one last shot at another Super Bowl. A long shot it shall be. But it also could be short, very short. Here now is Roethlisberger's very tenuous Steelers situation, once again as summed up by Trib Live. Quote, Roethlisberger, who agreed to a $5 million pay cut for this season, is playing on a one-year deal and could retire in 2022 when he will be turning 40. Dwayne Haskins, the former first-round pick of the Washington football team, is on a one-year futures deal, and Joshua Dobbs signed a one-year deal in free agency to compete with Haskins for the number three job with the team. Unquote. Hey, all those behind Ben, other than Rudolph, is a crapshoot at this point. Rudolph is the starter in waiting, and he knows it, and the Steelers know it. Here is Mason making it clear to the media, quote, that's my goal, to be a starting quarterback in this league for this team. I'm working toward that goal every single day. I can only control myself, the way I prepare, the way I approach and play in OTAs and at training camp, and that is on the forefront of my mind, unquote. But how is Mason Rudolph as an actual starter? Well, it started off pretty rocky for the Steelers, but it did seem to get a bit better last season. Here's what Trib Live tells us about the possibility of a maturing Mason under center for your Steelers. Quote, Rudolph has made 9 starts in the past 2 seasons, the first 8 coming when Roethlisberger spent all but 2 games of the 2019 season on injured reserve. Rudolph also started the 2020 regular season finale in Cleveland when he passed for 315 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception in a 24-22 loss. Rudolph thinks he is better equipped to handle the backup role this season because of the work he did last year with Matt Canada, who was in his first year as an NFL quarterback's coach before being promoted to offensive coordinator. In Rudolph's first 2 seasons, then offensive coordinator Randy Fichtner also handled the quarterback coaching responsibilities. Unquote. Then, in a spectacular piece of sucking up, Rudolph gushed all over about the newly promoted Matt Canada in preparing him to be ready as the Steelers starter in waiting. Clearly, Mason is bucking for his starring and starting moment for the Steelers. Here's what Rudolph had to say about Canada. Quote, I will say having Matt Canada, having a quarterback's coach really helped me take some steps forward in developing, having that confident week to week, someone you can go to and ask questions. He did a great job. All but one, I was slotted to be the backup, but he had a plan for me. What are your favorites? What are your top 10 drop back concepts, RPOs, play action? Just going through the mental gymnastics of preparing yourself. And if I have to play, we have a plan in place to make it a smooth transition. Unquote. There you have it, fans. The plan is already in place for the transition to Mason Rudolph as your Steelers starter. Hey, that is the Steelers setup for a succession plan. But can this succession actually succeed? Mark Caboli, writing for The Athletic, is clearly skeptical. And the culprit for Rudolph's shaky status as a Steelers starter is the team and the coaches themselves. They set up Mason to fail by not providing the Canada-type QB coaching early on in Rudolph's Steelers career. The result was disaster for the once highly touted 2018 draft pick. Caboli writes, this condemnation of the Steelers' handling of Rudolph, all but ruining him for his big moment that could be fast approaching. Mark Caboli, The Athletic, quote, the most important not-his-fault moment for Rudolph was the decision not to have a dedicated quarterback coach for a rookie with promise, making him use virtual reality for his reps that first year, then asking him to take over the team 6 quarters into his second season. Of course it was going to be a disaster, and pretty much it was for Rudolph. He was never set up to succeed from the outset, and he just followed the path that was laid out for him. The question now is it too late to get Rudolph back on track so that he can be more prepared if he's asked to fill in for 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger at any part of the season? Or can he even be the heir apparent to Roethlisberger? Who knows? But if you're looking for a culprit to blame for Rudolph's lack of readiness to be a starting NFL quarterback, you have to blame the organization. The year Rudolph was drafted, Pittsburgh fired Todd Haley and promoted quarterback coach Randy Fichtner to offensive coordinator. The Steelers decided not to fill the quarterback coach position. Instead, they added that role to Fichtner's plate. It stunted Rudolph's growth and was a major mistake. The Steelers recognized their mistake last year when they hired Matt Canada as the quarterback coach. It did Rudolph wonders, even though the payoff came with a Week 17 loss to the Browns. Unquote. great, strong stuff from Caboli in The Athletic, and it sets up the looming question surrounding the Steelers' QB in waiting. Is all the Rudolph rehab under Matt Canada too little, too late for Mason to maintain the mantle of a Steelers starter? That all depends on Pittsburgh's patience. Some in the Steelers' media circle seem to be ready to hand Rudolph the starting job, then wait and see if he can keep it. Here is Brian Batko writing for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Quote, when it comes to succession plans, the adage is you never want to be the guy who replaces the guy, but Rudolph does. But he also has a new contestant in the ring vying for a spot in the depth chart, one with a distinguished pedigree. Dwayne Haskins, the 15th overall pick in 2019, is trying to revive his star-crossed NFL career in Pittsburgh, and there's no way around it. He'll have to unseat Rudolph at some point in order to do it. It hasn't been an easy road for Rudolph, whose second season was sandwiched between scary injuries, a concussion against the Ravens, and a dislocated collarbone at the Jets, and marred by a claim that he used a racial slur against Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. As steadfastly as Rudolph denied that accusation, he is unwavering in his belief that he will be a number one quarterback in the NFL. It's just a matter of when. Unquote from Brian Batko at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hey, and when that call comes for Rudolph, it will be for the Steelers. How long the gig lasts is another question. One that Pittsburgh Sports Now scribe Nick Farabaugh insists will be very short term and not even into next season. Farabaugh tweets this, quote, in light of the Mason Rudolph starting comments, I'd like to say I don't believe the team starting QB in 2022 is currently on the roster, unquote. Hey, but others in Pittsburgh are calling for patience for Rudolph. He is the Steelers' QB in waiting, and we must wait for him to develop. So says Michael Beck with BT Steel Curtain tweeting this, quote, so many people forget that Terry Bradshaw was not good for the first 5-6 years of his career. In fact, they tried to bench him multiple times. You got to give the position some time to develop, unquote. Hey, my take is this. I know Steelers fans. Hell, I am one. We don't much like waiting. It's like Jerry Glanville once said, the NFL stands for not for long. Teams don't wait years for quarterbacks to develop. And here in Pittsburgh, we don't much believe in quarterbacks in waiting, especially retreads who haven't shown all that much when they had chances to shine. Of course, the Steelers are fully prepared to prove all of us Rudolph skeptics wrong. For behind Ben, and as soon as this season, the waiting will be over for Mason Rudolph, and his time as a Steelers starter will be at hand. And just like marriage, it will be for better or worse, till death or divorce do they part. Hey, Steelers fans, speak now or forever hold your peace. And that is your Steelers Update podcast for now. Come back every Wednesday afternoon and download the audio wherever you download your favorite podcast, or just forget the fuss and sign up so you get it automatically fresh every week. And we will be doing this every week. So in season, off season, preseason, it's all going to be here every Wednesday for you. And of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real time news.